Hello, 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 everyone. It is Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle. I am so super excited to have my very special guest, my sister, Marina Calandriva. We are going to be talking about how culture and how you're raised plays a role and a factor in how you identify with sexuality, whether it be how you associate sex in relationships or even masturbation, whatever it is, how you identify with sexuality based on your culture and your experiences and how you were raised. So I couldn't think of a better guest to help do that with. And you guys have seen Marina here. I love her. She is literally my sister from another mother and father. She's Russian. She's also Jewish. And her culture and how she relates to sexuality is so different from kind of how I relate to sexuality and kind of the way I was raised. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm super, super excited to have you. Say hello, sis.
Hi. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I didn't think I would actually be part of this show and this topic. Culturally, we're not allowed to talk about it.
Hey. So
I know, you know, the way I am, I believe in the truth, and let's speak about it. It is what it is, right?
Yes.
But thank you so much for having me, by the way.
I am so, so, so excited to have you. I love you with all the love that God has on the inside of me. And we just encourage each other all the time about relationships. But I felt like this is a topic that so many people can relate to, especially because it's already challenging enough as a woman to embrace your sexuality, but it's even more challenging when you are taught religiously that sex is, you know, not something that you should discuss or not something that you're meant to enjoy because it's supposed to be for reproductive purposes only. And whatever your culture is, it's such a challenging topic to talk about. But as we are growing and experiencing a breakthrough in people embracing their sexuality, I feel like this is an amazing topic to have at a time like this, where people are more open and more vulnerable to talk about their experiences and how they've kind of learned how to step outside of the box. So kind of tell us a little bit about your perspective and kind of where you come from, and then how you've changed or reshaped the way that you think about sexuality and sex, even masturbation as a woman.
Okay, well, so growing up in the Jewish culture, you're not supposed to talk about, you know, for men and women. You know, it's harder for women, but it's even worse for men, because naturally speaking, they could do whatever they want, but, you know, nobody knows anything if they're virgins or not. So culturally, even in our culture, like even men are not supposed to do it. So it's like, I don't know why, but they always, I guess, afraid that if you're going to talk about it or you're going to experience it before marriage, then you're going to just be a bad person, like a bitch or a whore or whatever, right?
Right.
And that actually makes you feel really, in the beginning, you don't know, you don't notice it. But as you get older, you start thinking, why is it such a bad thing if I'm going to date somebody? Because you cannot know yourself unless you're dating someone, unless you're spending time with someone, even if it's your best friend.
Absolutely.
Right. So naturally, we're all, every single person on this planet feels, you know, your body is changing, you become curious, but you're like, oh, I'm not allowed to do anything, because in your mind, oh, I'm going to be a whore, because women are not supposed to do that. That actually traumatizes you so much, because even when I was getting married, I felt like, oh my God, should I tell my husband that I used to date before, like this one person? And I was honest with my husband, but I still felt like he was not okay with the fact that I was once in a relationship. So he was not open-minded about, it wasn't like, oh, it wasn't like, culturally, you're not supposed to be even having a boyfriend. It's wrong. Because maybe now things have changed, but I'm 37. So when I was growing up, you were not allowed to do that. Only blind dates. Back in the day, that's what we used to do. So you basically go on a date and you see this random person and you have to, you know, give him respect or put up with his mental, you know, BS that comes out of his mouth. You know, he wants somebody religious. He wants somebody who's a virgin. He wants somebody, you know, it's all systematic. It's all cultural. It's all, I'm the man in the house. This is what I want. And then you just like, you don't realize how much like when I was growing up, how much that formulated my mind to think one way, that if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I'm not supposed to open up sexually to that person because that makes me feel like a whore.
Right.
That's the concept I grew up in. And that's a horrible concept because had I had an opportunity to actually date and feel comfortable in a relationship and I've had a relationship, I probably wouldn't even experiment. Because even now, after my divorce, when I started dating, I'm like, is it okay if I do it? I still feel like that childhood mentality. Do I have to open in a relationship, make it public or hide it? And that's it's a broken cycle that eventually my friends kind of like rewired my brain and just started explaining to me that, hey, you know, what you're thinking, your thought process is wrong. Life does not revolve around sex. And that's exactly what the problem was for us.
Right.
You know, and I know I'm going to be crucified for this in our community. How dare you say that? But it is true. Everybody in our community is all, they're like sex oriented, you know, and as much as they're not supposed to talk about it, they're still thinking about it because right. they're not open.
It's human nature.
I can talk about it with everybody else, every other race and religion, but not with my people. So even if you have a question, you're not supposed to ask. And then if your husband never had anything with anyone else, in my case, my husband did, which was good. But generally speaking, you're still not, I mean, so what if you have one or two person that you've been with or whatever, that doesn't make you an expert or educated because who do you ask from? You right. cannot go hang out with you guys and talk about this. I did this or I did that. So, you know, there are men who are open and women who are open, but then there's the rest of us who are just lost. We just don't know.
That's so interesting. But before I go into that a little bit deeper, just in case anyone is just checking in or logging in or tuning in, I want to let you guys know this is Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle. And we are talking, I'm featuring Marina Calandreva. And we are talking about how the way that you're raised and your culture can affect how you view sexuality, how you view just sex in general, whether it's a good thing, a positive thing, a bad thing, if you think it's negative. And it's so interesting listening to the things that you say. So when you say that you had to have blind dates, does that mean that you guys had more of an arranged type of marriage?
Well, we were introduced, me and my husband. So we kind of knew we had to get married. And to be honest, I was always telling him that we didn't marry for love. We just got married because we had to. So our marriage felt arranged because my husband told me, he goes, listen, you know, our parents are going to be investing into our wedding. If we're going to do this, we're not going to get a divorce. Let's not break up in the middle of the wedding or something. I said, yeah, cool, whatever. You know, because back then I wasn't as open as I am now because for me, everything is art. So whether it's a relationship or sex or having a simple conversation with somebody, it has to come from your heart. It's not supposed to be forced. Even if it's forced indirectly, nobody told me you have to or else, but it's not like I had another choice. Culturally, you have to stick with your own kind. In every religion, in every culture, everybody, no matter what anybody says, Jewish people prefer to stay with Jewish people.
Right.
You know, every race and gender and religion, whatever it is, everybody
Black prefers. People stay with Black people, males stay with females. Yeah.
Right. Or vice versa, whatever it is, because it's okay. I'm okay with that. I don't mind if Black people prefer to stay with Black people. Who understands Black people better than Black people?
Right.
Right?
Right. Right.
And I always loved, like, whenever I would talk to my Black friends, I was always like, oh my God, I could talk to you guys about anything and I don't feel judged. I don't feel like I'm a whore or whatever. It's like, I generally felt traumatized feeling like if I'm opening up about something, if I'm trying something new, it's wrong. But my friends were like, no, it's not, because we do this with girls or we talk about them. And then when I heard girls open up to the guy friends about what they used to do in the past, it was taken like it's normal. In our community, how dare you? If you're not a virgin when you're married, you're a whore, blah, blah, blah. But that's because you yourself don't know anything. And now you think that, well, so what if she knows? I'm like, so what if she's not a virgin? What does that even mean? Do you know how to provide for the family? Do you know how to be a good person? Do you know how to take care of your kids? Those are important. How are you going to react to certain situations when the going gets tough? Oh, it's because you're not a virgin. That's why we can't pay the bills. Like, where's the common sense?
What does that have to do with anything? But it's right. Also, it also is a type of bondage. Of course, my background is not the same. I didn't grow up Jewish or just from a different culture, but I did grow up as a Christian. And I still am a Christian. And of course, we're taught from the Bible, of course, to save yourself until marriage, which I do not have any issue with. Right. If that's what you choose to do. As a woman in my 40s now, I would not recommend that the first time you have sex with your partner is in a marriage unit, because you need to make sure that you're compatible sexually with your partner. And the only way to really know that, I mean, yes, you can talk about things all day long, but you really don't know what that person is capable of doing. And if you're going to be able to be satisfied in that relationship, and this is just my opinion, I will probably be burned at the stake too for this. I promise to God, I will never wait till marriage again, ever.
Of course.
Because yeah. I need to know if we are sexually compatible. I want to make sure that the person that I'm spending the rest of my life with, I want to be with him sexually. I enjoy him sexually. We make each other orgasm. We make each other want and desire each other. And because it's been so embedded in society that embracing sexuality, especially as a woman, I can't even imagine what that had to do. I mean, I can, because it's kind of the same thing in the Christian
community.
But as just even as a woman outside of religion, just as a woman, we're not taught to be sexually expressive. We're taught to withhold that part of ourselves. And we're taught that if we talk about sex or if we explore different things sexually, God forbid you talk about masturbating, you're like a demon out of hell, you know, according to a lot of society. And I think in this day and age, in 2022, women are starting to embrace their sexuality. Women are starting to be okay with being sexual beings. We are all sexual beings. God created sex for the purpose of reproduction, but he made it enjoyable so that we would want to do it.
Exactly. And then,
you know, we would never want to do it if it was just to just reproduce. I mean, God knows, having had babies, that's not the most pleasant experience, giving birth to a child. So, I mean, who would want to keep doing that to just reproduce? God created it to be enjoyed. So even if you still want to do that within the confines of marriage, there's nothing wrong with that. Of course, that is the way you're supposed to do it. But for me personally, I would never, not at this stage in my life, because I've been married and I know what it's like to have a terrible sex life and I know what it's like to have a good sex life. And I'm sorry, in order for me to be able to stay faithful and want to desire this man, I need to know what I'm getting myself into. It's kind of like what people always compare it to. It's like, you wouldn't buy a car without test driving it. So why would you dedicate the rest of your life to marrying a person or being with a person, and you're looking to be loyal to that person and committed to that person and faithful to that person, if you don't know whether or not you guys are sexually compatible?
And that's very, very important, because the one thing that I always had a problem with my culture, and I'm going to speak as a Jewish culture, because I feel like as a Muslim woman, they're going to agree with me. As a Black woman, Christian woman, I know you're going to agree with me. From the very beginning, we're taught that you have to keep your sexuality to yourself. You're not supposed to express yourself. You're not supposed to talk about it, have anything with anybody. And then you go straight into marriage. Marriage is so difficult when you don't even know yourself, because once I was married, I was like, oh, so let me explore now. But then in-laws, family, religion, culture, responsibilities, all those things fall into place, and you're so frustrated, because I got pregnant right away. So it's not like I wasn't allowed to, you know, I wasn't pressured, but I felt like, what the fuck? Like, I'm sorry. Like, all I want to do is go travel, have sexual intercourse with my husband, and I don't want to be bothered with the fucking culture. I don't want anybody to come over. I don't want to go to nobody's fucking house. Oh, you're gonna get married. Oh, I can't stand it.
And I don't want to want you knocking at my door. We right. might be naked.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, listen, I'm not saying things that I wasn't, it's not like, oh, I'm horny. I want to have a 24/7. No, I just want to feel free. That's why I got married. Because right. I knew every time my dad will be like, hey, Marina, don't worry. When you get married, then you could go on vacation with your husband. When you get married, you guys could have whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. But when I got married, I was like, wait a minute.
I was sold a lie. It was a lie.
This is like, I was married with him for like 8 years. We lived under one roof. We're still, you know, in the whole cultural divorce, the kids, whatever, you know, the whole shebang, whatever. But being with him, I was like, I understand that I have responsibilities, but I don't care anymore because I got so frustrated with all those. As a wife, you have to be 100%. Then you're, oh my God, I'm pregnant. Then you have another child. Then your body is changing. And all those, I was very physically drained and so stressed out and so depressed that I couldn't even have a normal sex life. So it's not to say that I was going to go. Some people will think, oh, she probably went and had guys on the side. No, you don't have to have guys on the side. But when you're married, your expectation is high just as much. I didn't get married to be by myself. And I didn't get married to not have a normal sexual life. I also didn't get married to carry all that stress upon myself. So right. when you're married in a culture, and I feel like, once you're married, and it doesn't matter if you're white or black, it doesn't matter whatever, but I know that culturally, I don't really know how it is for like black people, mm-hmm. but when it comes to like Jewish and Muslim, generally, we women are not supposed to, you know, I guess, speak up too much. We have to be quiet. You know, my husband wasn't really like that. I got lucky. But generally speaking, women are not supposed to do anything. You know, it's only when you stand up for yourself or maybe go through a divorce that you either have you're lucky with your husband that allows right. you to be open, or you're just stuck either suppressing yourself or you're just going to go and fight back like I did and just, I want my freedom. Because at the end of the day, it's not even that I want my freedom and so I could go and, you know, have sex with the world, but now right. it's a choice. And I'm happy with it and I do not regret it. And I don't have to feel like I have to get married in order to have a relationship, because I feel like in a way I was lied to. Maybe he wasn't prepared either, but I was expecting a lot more compassion, respect, love, support. Let's talk to each other, because it's not just about sex.
Right. Of course. Right? And also with that being said, I mean, thinking that that's the way the culture is, it's kind of programmed in your mindset. He's probably thinking, okay, well, it doesn't really matter what she says. Her job mm-hmm. is to give me what I want in the bedroom. Exactly. So I don't care if she's pleased or not, or she just lays there. Yep. But, you know, regardless of that, that's not what a real relationship is. And for those of you that are just tuning in, this is Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle podcast. And I am so happy to feature Marina Calandreva. We are talking about how cultural backgrounds and how you were raised has an impact on how you identify with sexuality and how you identify with sex. But from my personal experience, I've growing up as a Christian, and listen, my mom is a Christian, but my mom had children out of wedlock. So she was kind of shunned and looked down upon by a lot of the religious people. But I'm grateful that my mom didn't fit into that little box, because it right. did help me. Even though I wanted to do it the right way, I did not do it the right way, by the way, FYI. I wanted to do it the right way, meaning being married first. Even though I did not do it that way, I still honor it and I still value it. And I still think that there is some validity to it. But my issue is, for a person that has already experienced sex, so if you both came into that relationship as virgins, you wouldn't know what good sex is versus bad sex, because that's all you know. And I yep. believe that that's kind of like the whole premise of why, you know, religion teaches you to wait until marriage, because it's kind of like you both should be each other's experience. But the reality of it is, that's not what's happening. And so for you to kind of just so hold tight to those antiquated principles and not even consider the fact, okay, for a woman like you and a woman like myself, we've been divorced and married. We've had children. We've yep. had sexual partners. So I'm not going to just sit here and say, okay, I meet this amazing guy and we're, you know, we really like each other. We have great chemistry. We enjoy each other. And we just wait till marriage and then the sex is terrible. I can't guarantee that I'm going to want to stay with that man.
Yep.
And that's being honest, but that's embracing your sexuality. I, as a sexual being, I enjoy sex. I enjoy sex a lot. I enjoy all different kinds of sex. I enjoy exploring sex with my partner. And so for me, as a 42, almost 43 year old woman, the way that I view sex now is, I'm not saying we necessarily got to just go jump in the bed as soon as we meet each other, but I need to know, we need to have conversation and we need to understand what our expectations are. I need to know, how often do you want to have sex? Because I'm very sexual. I can have sex literally every day, several times a day, but not every man can handle that. And so if I know my sex drive is up here and yours is down here, we're already incompatible.
Right.
We're already doomed to fail because I'm not going to be satisfied. And you're going to feel like it's too much pressure to keep up with my sexual appetite. So then it's a thing where, you know, we're incompatible. So I feel like we do ourselves a disservice sticking with so much religion and antiquated principles when it comes to sexuality, because it's just not the reality for the day and age that we live in. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. I am 100% a Christian, but I am a Christian that will have some sex before I get married because I'm not marrying a guy and him and I are not sexually compatible. I just can't do it. I will never do that again. I've done it already and it sucked.
Right. Absolutely. No, I agree with you. It's really hard. I mean, we're both Scorpio women and women like us, and I'm sure there's plenty of women that can relate, but women like us, we don't just jump into bed just to anybody. It has to be a physical connection, verbal, emotional, spiritual connection. And then you take it to the next level. So I feel like when you're with the right person, it has to flow smoothly. But I understand that culturally, even for my people, it's very difficult. Even if you have that connection, I've never, like literally my husband is the only Jewish guy I've ever been with. And I'm not trying to be with another one. And if I meet someone who's Jewish, I want him to be like me, open-minded, somebody who's like down to earth. I do not, every time I hear the word like, oh, you know, I have this guy for you. You know, people know I'm single. So I have a lot of like friend requests from all those Jewish guys. I'm not interested because I have anxiety thinking, oh my God, they just want someone to get married to. I'm going to be home again. I'm going to catch depression. My concept is already shattered. Because the whole culture, if I cannot, I'm not saying I'm going to go to a restaurant and discuss sex questions with you. No, I don't want to talk to you about it either. I'm not interested. But I want women to be more open and the husbands to be more open with their wives because they expect this perfect woman. But when it comes to sexuality, they either go on a side, start cheating. And I know in our community, I've seen it so many times. You know, because wives are home, we don't look the same way anymore, you know, and they go somewhere left and right. So it's like, you want this perfect being, but she's also your wife, but she also prefer, like, you don't know. So then cheating starts happening. And I'm not speaking from experience. I'm talking generally, people are like, oh, she committed adultery or he committed or whatever. Yeah, listen, it's going to happen because you keep forcing somebody to constantly feel like, wait, so am I not good in bed? Can we explore? Can we, you understand? Like people force you to be perfect, but nobody understands that I want my release. I want to feel loved by you. I don't want to go cheat. I don't want to have somebody else. I want to be with you. So if I'm with you, let's figure it out. Okay, we've never been together before marriage, but let's do that.
Yeah, but that's where the conversations come in.
Exactly.
So important to have the conversations because, you know, you should be able to talk openly about sex. So if you're a guy and oral sex is really important to you, or if you're a woman and oral sex is really important to you, you need to be able to say that with the person that you're going to be intimate with, whether it's your spouse or just your boyfriend or a long-term relationship, whatever, because everybody's dynamics are different. You know, I don't care if it's male on male, female on female. We all have sexual needs. We're all sexual beings if we can tap into that part of ourselves. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't even know their own sexual appetite because they've been so suppressed by religion or by culture or by the ways of thinking that they've been, you know, it's been embedded in their brains. So they don't even think outside of what they've been taught, outside of that construct. But we have to be willing to have the conversation. If I find that I meet someone and we have an amazing sexual chemistry amazing conversation, you know, physical attraction, and we're on two different pages sexually, I know that that's going to be an area where we're not going to gel. It's very important to know these things, because honestly, if you are able to tap into that, it will actually eliminate some of those issues with cheating and the adultery. But I also wanted to bring this point up when you mentioned how the women are often staying at home and their bodies change. And so the husband's looking for this sexual goddess outside of his home. But what he fails to realize is your wife can be your sexual goddess.
Exactly.
You just keep suppressing her from being who she truly is. And as a result, you feel like you have to go outside. Your wife, if you let her have the freedom to be who she really is, or your husband to be who he really is, then you're going to have an amazing chemistry with each other, because there's no judgment. There's no bondage. You're feeling free. Relationships are supposed to give you freedom. And instead of you trying to lord and rule over her and put your thumb on her to make her be what you want her to be, let her be free to be herself, because you will have, when you treat the woman the way she wants to be treated, and you treat her with respect, with love, and you're giving and you're kind and you're respectful, she's going to give you all the sex you can imagine.
You see, from the cultural,
that's what they fail to realize.
No, 100%. Actually, from our culture, it says in the Torah, you know, happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm. And it also says that when a man does what she wants, and even in bed, I remember a religious couple told me, we don't really talk about certain things outside of our bedroom, but whenever we want to go in the bedroom, they can, you know, ask each other, do you mind if I do this, or do you mind if I, like, that's okay, like, they're, you know, it's like confidential, but they can get all kinky and whatever in bed, absolutely, in their bedroom, but outside it's supposed to be all, like, you know, respectful. So in my opinion, it's going back to how you're raised also. If your father's father, or whatever the case is culturally, because I know families like that, and I love my people, I love being Jewish, but there are Jewish families where they sit there, the men sit there in the family, in the household, and they're like, oh, she's opening her mouth, that I'm happy that you beat her up. You know, because she was, if she's talking too much, you just put your hands on the woman, and then that's fine, because she deserved it. Or I remember there was a long time ago when I was still single, there was a girl that was talking to me who met this other Jewish friend who was married to the guy who was sleeping with her, but he would never finish her. And she was like, you know, she was a virgin before, but he was like, I don't want you to finish, because I'm afraid that if you're going to like it when you finish, you're going to go and look elsewhere. It's a primitive caveman mentality.
It's controlling.
And I've heard other men who are like super, will go down on a woman and please her and love her, as Jewish also, super sexy, super everything. Like, it's all about who you are as a person and how you grew up. Because if you're the type of a person who generally is afraid that if a woman that you're with was either not a virgin, or if she's a virgin, God forbid, if I please her too much, and you're thinking that she's going to go elsewhere, eventually she will, because you treat her like shit. So it goes back to the teachings of respect the woman that you're with. Common basic sense, no?
Yeah, it's the respect of each other and embracing each other's desires and ability. Like, I want to know what my spouse, my mate, my person that I'm sexually involved with wants. You know, I have been very, very privileged to have amazing sex. I haven't always had amazing sex, but I had a partner that absolutely, our chemistry was something neither one of us had ever experienced before. And I would never, ever, like, put any types of restraints on what it is that we can't explore, unless it's something I'm truly just not comfortable with or something he's truly not comfortable with. But I will tell you, there is no greater freedom and enjoyment than being able to be completely open and vulnerable with your partner sexually. Absolutely. And being able to tell them what it is that you want, what it is that you desire, what it is that maybe you want to experience or something you want to do to them. It's Absolutely. A beauty that comes in that, but that only comes with somebody that you're really, you know, truly connected
with. Willing.
That you're truly, yeah, that truly has an open mind and wants to learn, wants to explore, wants to please. You know, it should be about wanting to please each other, not just sexually, but relationally, period. Whether it's, you know, I know that when my man gets home and he's had a rough day dealing with all those fools at the office, I know that when he comes home, he wants peace and he wants quiet and he just wants to eat. So if I'm home before him, I'm going to make sure his food is done. I'm going to make sure the house is peaceful. I'm going to make sure he's able to relax if that's what's important to him. I want to be his comfort. I want to be his peace. Same way when I've had a rough day and I'm dealing with all these businesses that I'm going through, and I'm an HR director, so my job is stressful too. I come home and I just want somebody to rub my back, rub my shoulders and say, baby, I got you. Is there anything you need? That's what it's about. It's about pouring into each other and having that person that you can be that vulnerable with. It should not be a thing of shame. It should not be a thing where you're feeling restricted. It should be freedom. Like we're doing the relationship things all wrong when it's truly right.
Absolutely. Right. Freedom. It's not even that difficult when you care about yourself.
It's beautiful.
And you
it's
care about beautiful. Somebody else. Right. I know every single woman on the planet. I don't care if she was bad with somebody else, like me. If you ask my husband, he's gonna think I'm the worst person on the planet for him. And I agree. Right. And for me, I never want to be with somebody like that because he was never open with me on any level. Right. And I'm not okay with it because I'm a very talkative, spiritual. I want to know everything. I'm very,
We're Scorpio.
Everything is deep. Exactly. I want everything on whatever it is. Right. Because to you, I'm going to go through anything. Fire, tsunami, I don't care what it is. I'm going to do everything for you. But show me respect. Show me understand. Show me why there's a reason why I have to do this. Because culturally, if you're truly raised properly, like my father will go into the kitchen and do dishes for my mother. My father will go and help my mother out. And my dad always says, don't worry about it. I got it. Yes, exactly. He was never like perfect all the time, but my dad always tries. And after I got married, this is not what I saw. I did not see, no offense, my father-in-law do this to my mother-in-law. It was never like that. It was more like, well, I'm already home. I'm tired. Get this for me. I felt like my mother-in-law was like, I don't know. She was like a slave over there. She's just like constantly doing things. It's like nobody, even her children would always say, can you just sit down and care about yourself? Stop caring and running around.
But right, she doesn't know. Nobody's going to be happy like that. And that's so antiquated. We're past that. Mm-hmm. A relationship is about partnership. For those of you guys that are just tuning in, want to just remind you guys, this is Relationship Talks podcast with Erica Janelle. I am happy, happy, happy to have one of my favorite people. I love you too. Marina Calandriva. And we are talking about how cultural differences and how you're raised can shape your way of viewing sexuality and relationships. And with that being said, I think people miss, a relationship is not meant for somebody to rule over the other person. It's meant to be a partnership. It's meant to be where my strengths, your weaknesses, I can be strong in those areas and I can help you build up and be stronger in the areas where you're weak, and you can help me build up and be stronger in the areas where I'm weak. I'm not meant to rule over you. You're not meant to rule over me. We're not each other's competition. We each other's partner. You get competition outside of the house, but when you walk in the house with your spouse, with your person, whether it's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, whoever it is, it's supposed to be your partner. It's supposed to be peaceful. It's supposed to be your place of love. It's supposed to be the place where you can just
grow and evolve
yourself.
be yourself.
You go, yeah. You deal with all kinds of hell and bullshit outside. When I come home, I'm not dealing with, I am not signing up to deal with somebody that I have to be in competition with when you're supposed to be my spouse. You're my spouse. You're not my competition. You're my partner. We're not in competition. We're trying to change the world together.
Even
that's how it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. Even if, and this is my thing when it comes to my culture, because we're not even allowed to get a divorce. So not only you're getting married without even realizing who you really are, I'm not saying, oh, you know, let's go have 10,000 boyfriends and let's go on a sleeping spree. No, but just to have a relationship, to me, that was like a luxury. So then you get married and you're trying to figure yourself out and all these things come crushing into you. And you're really, because just becoming a mother on its own is very scary and very difficult because it's your first time. I don't care what anybody says. There's nothing on this planet that a man does that's equivalent to bringing a baby through our portal between our legs.
I promise you. It just, even the whole pregnancy experience is something else.
Yes,
that people never understand.
No, never. And it's very scary. And I felt like I was doing everything by myself. So slowly, little by little, my entire woman, like, spirit would come crushing down because I'm like, well, this is it. This is what I fucking signed up for. This is bullshit.
This is it? I'm just a baby making machine?
Or no, I'm like, right. I'm like, no, I don't want it. I felt.
Who's going to sign up for that? Happy. Nobody signs up for that. Nobody signs up to just be a mother or just be somebody that has to lay on the,
exactly,
in the bed for somebody to get on top of them and do their business.
Just because culturally we're not supposed to have sex with somebody who's not your husband. So none of you have sex, go get married. Then you get married, you're like, well, what the fuck, what's going on?
This
and then
maybe
you don't want it. Right. And then after that, when you want to get a divorce, nobody gives it to you. You're not allowed to get a divorce. Then everybody starts getting involved. Why you want to get a divorce, blah, blah, blah. And then that's another stress. It's like stress after stress. And to me, when you start figuring yourself out and you still understanding, because when you're together, it doesn't matter if you're together now for 5 minutes or for the rest of your life.
Right.
Marriage or any kind of relationship is supposed to, God doesn't make mistakes. So for me, when you get together with somebody, that means you have to be together for that particular time during that particular, you know, like time frame or whatever with that specific person to learn something and evolve. Do not force me to be in this relationship for whatever reason. And I'm not happy, because if I'm not happy now, you're preventing me from having my true path. That's
exactly
why I was so against everything, because it's so important for you to understand. You want to get married? Go ahead. You want to have you want to have 5 kids, go ahead. But if you want your divorce, have a proper, respectful divorce, and then live your best life and get out. Like, you know, because after
it's not supposed to be bondage. Period.
No, in anything.
It's not supposed to be bondage.
Right. Whether it's a job or relationship or marriage, it's the same concept.
Exactly.
We marry into relationships. Me as a Scorpio, I marry my job, I marry my friends, I marry
absolutely.
My that's because
I'm very loyal.
Very loyal. You give your 100% and then you're like, well, I don't want it anymore. Why are you still here then? I don't want it. I'm not happy and I'm not okay with it. And let's respectfully move our separate ways.
And let me be free, because obviously I'm not what you need either. You're not happy with me. So why should you stay stuck with me if you're not happy with me? And why should I stay stuck with you? What, because of the culture? Give me a break.
Yeah.
Like, at some point you've got to make a decision to choose you. And in choosing you, even with say for instance, your husband, when he didn't want to be with you anymore, he knew that it wasn't working, but you're holding on for what? Because of what other people are going to think or what other people are going to say? They're not the ones that have to stay in this house and raise these children together when they hate each other. Like, that's not healthy. It's not healthy. So
that's the problem, right? 100%.
Right.
That's the biggest problem.
You cut your ties, cut it off, and move on if it's not what you need. But if it is, if you really are truly, truly, truly embracing what relationships are supposed to be about, it's about a partnership. It's not this hierarchy that we are taught in our religions. It's really about, you are supposed to complement each other. We're supposed to be each other's piece. I don't care what else is going on outside of the world. When you are my man, I don't care. I'm your piece.
Yep.
I don't give a damn what happened while you were at work. When you come home, you're going to be at peace, because that's my job to make sure you're good.
And that's it's the his same job. With you.
It's his yep. job to make sure I'm good, because absolutely. I'm out here hustling. I'm not a stay at home mom. I hate staying at home. I have 5 businesses. Working full time, all of those things. I have all of those things going on, but I still want to be able to cater to my man. And I still want to be with a man that's going to cater to me. It's a partnership. It's not one-sided. He's not supposed to get everything from me and leave me completely dry. I'm mm-hmm. supposed to pour into him. He's supposed to pour into me. And as we're continuing to pour into each other, we both have our needs met. That's absolutely. How it's supposed to be.
To me, I hate having sex if I'm not having a conversation normal absolutely. With my, even with like when I was married to my husband, everybody's like, oh, why don't you guys go on vacation, right? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, because we're not communicating with respect to one another. So why would I go on vacation?
So why would I want to pay money to be somewhere outside of our home?
Finally relax. To be miserable.
To be miserable. No, I want to be on vacation with somebody I actually like. Somebody that makes me laugh, that I make them laugh. Yep. We have a good time. We have great passion and amazing sex. You know, we have great conversation. We could talk about serious things. We could talk about politics. We could talk about religion. We could talk about everything. And at the end of the day, we respect, love, and honor each other absolutely. As each other's person, as their partner. Not you're bigger than me or smarter than me or better than me, or I'm bigger than you and smarter than you or better. We're each other's partner. I compliment you and you compliment me.
And most importantly, in relationships, everybody starts comparing yourself to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And that is the dumbest thing, because once I go through that, I'm not turned on. I don't want to have anything to do with you, because what your don't mom or dad or relatives were like living, or somebody has better worse life.
Compare me to anybody. I am me. You are you. Yeah.
Exactly.
We are individuals. Don't compare me to anybody else. I don't give a damn. I don't care if you slept with 5,000 women before me. If you and I are in a relationship together, I don't give a damn about what she did. I'm not her. I am me.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be her. Nor would I make you try to be something that I love in another man. If you're you, if I'm going to love you, I'm going to love you for you. Period.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
That's exactly my point. I feel like after we go through like divorces, or maybe we reach a certain point, mm-hmm. every woman in general, even men, when you reach a certain point where you're like, wait, well, this is the same cycle, the same karmic BS. You deal with people who are just treating you like shit. You give them everything. Because like I said, me and you, as Scorpio women, we do not know how to give 99.99999%. We give 100%, 100%
in every area. Yes.
In every area. So if there's absolutely. Something that I need to work on, I'll work on it. I don't mind at all.
I don't mind at all.
If I'm being disrespected in any way, shape, or form, I no longer want to even look at you, let alone communicate or even have sex with you. Because sex is sacred to me. I don't want to just have it.
Exactly.
I don't care if you're handsome. I don't care if you're the richest person on the planet. If I don't have that connection, I'm not in, because I want to give you 100%. So if I can't, that's not fair to you either.
Right. And I know for me, at least in my situations, I've always been the one that gave more. And at this stage in my life, I'm not willing to do that anymore. I'm not willing to be with anybody that's not willing to give what I give. Because when I give you me, I give you me. Mm-hmm. You get me mentally, you get my heart, you get my mind, you get my connection, you get my passion, you get my love, you get my loyalty, you get my trust. If I'm going to give you all of that, I need that reciprocated. If it's not reciprocated, we're done. It's no point, because it's not even, and it's never going to work. And that's the thing that people miss. Relationship is a partnership. It's not, we're not competing. I'm not your competition. You're not my competition. I'm your partner. You're my partner. And we're working together toward whatever common goals we're working toward. But thank you so much, Marina. You are like my best. I love you.
I love you.
You know, people don't understand our connection.
No.
But we are like, we're like cut from the same cloth. And we come from such different cultures and such different backgrounds, but our love is so genuine for one another. I love you so much, sister. I am so grateful for you always being here for me, and I'm always going to be there for you to support you in whatever things you're doing. Thank you for always being an amazing, amazing guest. Guys, this is Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle, featuring my favorite person, Marina Calatriva. I love you too. Thank you. We were talking about culture and how that plays a role in sexuality and how you identify with relationships. So I hope that you guys took something from this and you learned something from this, and you're learning that relationships are not what everybody else says. You guys create your own dynamic for your relationship, but it should be built on respect, on trust, and on partnership and love and passion. And it's okay to get nasty and freaky and be all the things that your spouse wants and all the things that they fantasize about, and then be the same thing for you. It's okay. Even if it's just your boyfriend or your girlfriend, I don't care. Some people don't want to get married, and that's okay.
And have integrity while you're at it, because have that's integrity.
And don't take people for granted. Don't devalue what you have. When you have a good partner, value it. Embrace it, because it's, believe it or not, it doesn't come a dime a dozen like people would think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's, and when it comes, respect it. And if, like I said,
respect it and honor it as such, because not everybody has that. And I will not settle for less than what I deserve. Not anymore. I've done it my whole life in relationships. Not anymore. Now that I've learned better and I've healed and I've learned who I am, I will not settle or tolerate anything less than I deserve. Because when I give you me, I give you all of me, and I give you the best parts. And I'm not going to tolerate or accept anything less than that in return.
Yep. So absolutely.
I hope you guys have learned something. We love you. You know, we will be having more relationship talks. We're going to be doing this podcast every week. So I will be coming before you guys. Marina will be here often, as she's been on multiple videos. We just have amazing conversations, and we have a lot to share. Marina, we'll be catching up on your podcast and doing some updates and things like that. So I'm super excited. I love you guys. Have an amazing, amazing week, and we'll be talking with you soon.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.